AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Talks continue on a bill to raise the nation's debt limit. June 1st is the deadline set by the Treasury Department for the nation to go into default without any action. President Biden says economic progress is on the line.
Default puts all that at risk. Congressional leaders understand that, and they've all agreed there will be no default. And it's time for Congress to act now.
The House is on a break for Memorial Day weekend, but talks continue. Stuart Rose, the leader of the Oath Keepers, was sentenced to 18 years in prison for a seditious conspiracy for his role in the Capitol riot. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
It's the longest sentence in any Capitol riot case yet. Prosecutors said Rhodes was the architect of a plot to forcibly disrupt the transfer of power at the Capitol. A defiant Rhodes told the court he's simply a political prisoner. Before handing down the sentence, Judge Amit Mehta said Rhodes remains a threat to the nation, one who will be ready to take up arms against the government the moment he's released.
Rhodes was not in the Capitol on the day of the riot. The Archbishop of Chicago wants Illinois' Attorney General to provide information about newly uncovered cases of clergy sexual abuse that were included in a statewide investigative report, saying he would gladly add the names to his list of credibly accused priests if the claims were substantiated. Four-star general and Air Force Chief C.Q. Brown Jr. has been nominated by President Biden to be the next chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
General Brown's a warrior, descended from a proud line of warriors. His father, a U.S. Army colonel, C.Q. Brown, served in Vietnam. His grandfather, U.S. Army Master Sergeant Robert E. Brown Jr., led a segregated unit in World War II.
A car collided with the gates of Downing Street in central London near the Prime Minister's home and office. No one was hurt. A man was arrested. This is AP News. With the unofficial start of the summer travel season here, travelers are looking for ways to save a few bucks. Prices to travel overall are expected to be lower than last year, but airfare is expected to be 4% higher than pre-pandemic levels. Paul Bowen in Dallas is feeling it.
Everything's more expensive, tickets are more expensive, so it's kind of hard to fit more than one trip in a year at this point.
Stephanie Hanrahan is flying out of Dallas with her daughter.
So dad and brother are going to stay behind for this one.
Their trip to Disney World for two was the same price as a trip for four to California last summer.
Usually you can save some money if you plan ahead of time, but that was definitely not the case this time. So we kind of just had to grit our teeth and say, okay, if we want to have experiences and memories, we're going to have to make the sacrifice and pay the price.
AAA predicts 37 million people will drive at least 50 miles from home this weekend. Several million more are expected to fly. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.